there is no point in the act of remembering if the remembering is not to change the future and make us cleverer and wiser.
The aftermath, Sigrid Sassoon. Have you forgotten yet? For the world's events have rumbled on since those gauge days, like traffic checked while at the crossings of the city ways. And the haunted gap in your mind is filled with thoughts that flow like clouds in the littered heaven of life, and you're a man reprieved to go, taking your peaceful share of time with joy to spare. But the past is just the same, and wars are bloody gain. Have you forgotten yet? Look down and swear by the slain of the war that you'll never forget. Do you remember the dark months you held the sector of mammoths? The nights you watched and weighed and dug and piled sandbags on parapets? Do you remember the rats and the stench of corpses rotting in front of the front line trench, and dawn coming, dirty white and chilled with hopeless rain? Do you ever stop and ask, is it all going to happen again? Do you remember that the hour of din before the attack, and the anger, the blind compassion that seized and shook you then, as you peered at the doomed and haggard faces of your men? Do you remember the stretcher cases lurching back with dying eyes and volleyed heads, those anguish and grey masks of the lads who once were keen and kind and gay? Have you forgotten yet? Look up and swear by the green of the spring that you'll never forget.
Yet those bodies, so recompact, shall not be able to hear voice. They shall be then, but such bodies as they were when they were laid down in the grave, when though they were entire bodies, they could not hear the voice of the mourner. But this voice of the archangel shall enable them to hear. The archangel shall reinfuse the several souls into their bodies, and so they shall hear that voice. Subite mortui,